Hello.
Hello, hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
I am.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that would provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposes the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. During the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it is necessary to preserve the life or health of the pregnant woman according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I guess so.
Support?
Yes.
Thank you. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislator, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two voter getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Oppose.
Thank you. A proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
Oppose.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a change in state law to create a school voucher system which allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does the candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump?
I didn't quite get that, but I don't really care if they do or not.
Do you want me to repeat it?
I suppose.
Okay, thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does the candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will you only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump? How would that affect your voting decision?
None of those.
None of those? Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
If they support Trump or don't support Trump.
Okay. Again, thinking about candidates running for office such as governor, senator, state legislators, Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges. How would that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? Would only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, would not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. Support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
Not a factor.
Thank you. Now, we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of the democracy in general. How confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How much choice, if any, do you have in each of the following? Local election officials in your county, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
No, I guess the second one.
A fair amount of trust, thank you. A state election officials in South Dakota, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all?
Oh, not much trust. The third one.
Not much trust, okay. Elections officials in Democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Not much.
Not much trust. Okay, thank you. Election officials in Republican states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, no trust at all.
Fair amount.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. There is no current threat to American democracy.
You know, I just don't understand these questions. You know...
It's just a survey. Just a
survey.
I
know, it's...
We almost found 70%.
What's that?
It's just a few more questions, that's all. It's just
I hate to give my opinion because you don't know if you're talking for who's wrecking it, the left or the right. I mean, it doesn't say.
No, this is an independent opinion research. It's not under any political views. It's just independent. It's how you feel. We just want to know how everyone is, you know, how they think, how they feel. If American democracy is under attack, if it's being tested, if there's no current threat to American democracy, how you feel. Your opinion.
Well, I guess I'll go to the second one.
Thank you. And please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
What are the answers again? I'm having a hard time understanding you. But
okay, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
somewhat agree?
Thank you. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Oh.
I know. I just got a real bit vague.
God, if you would have started with that, I would have told you where to go.
I know. That's why I didn't do it at the end.
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Ha, ha, ha.